Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
803-0550 to join us. 888-550-2550. Paul Hamilton is with us on the Western Hotline, brought to you by Los Enganji, Buffalo's workers' comp attorneys, working hard for hardworking Western New Yorkers. Good morning, Mr. Hamilton. How are you?
Hey, guys. I was thinking of that thing with Cassie, and I, you know, he got suspended. And I think, well, this is, it's just ridiculous. He got, I go, you know, the penalties he probably got in the game were just fine. I'm sure he got a 2-minute instigator, 5 minutes for fighting, game misconduct. And I thought, well, that's fine. You can do it with that. And then I looked. He got a double minor for roughing and a 10-minute misconduct. It's like, really? I mean, I kind of thought that the penalties of the game would be fine. He didn't need to be suspended because I was sure that he got a major and probably got thrown out of the game. And that would suffice as far as I was concerned. It said, really, that whole thing got him a double minor.
Do you know what? You want to know what I thought, Paul? Because I know you actually care about everything that comes out of my mouth. I honestly thought the NHL suspended him because of how it looked on video. The fight. You know, like Tkachuk is turtling. He wants no part of it. And Cassian is ragdolling him. And then he stops and he goes for a second round of ragdolling. And I honestly thought the NHL's not going to like how that looks. And they're going to do something.
Yeah, and I don't know. I think that's something that just you police on the ice. And I didn't like the fact that the second hit by Tkachuk was fine. The first one was to the head.
Yeah.
And it's also a scummy, scummy hit. When a player's coming around from behind the net like that on a wraparound, you don't jack him like
And he's
that.
Engaged by a defenseman, and he's on the puck looking down, playing the puck.
Exactly. I mean, that's how you seriously hurt somebody. I mean, seriously hurt somebody. And the hit was completely right to the head.
Yeah.
And the NHL came out and said there's going to be no discipline for Tkachuk because both hits came with a player that had the puck. And I'm just like, even if you want to say he had the puck, fine. He still hit him hard right in the head. And I don't understand how there was no hearing for Tkachuk for a head hit.
Yeah. Isn't that the play? I believe that's the play they now refer to as the Rafi Torres kind of hit. And because it was a cheap shot, and Torres would get suspended multiple times because of that play.
Yeah, the second hit was just a hard hit. And it did, even though the helmet popped off, it wasn't to the head.
Yeah. Mr. Hamilton, I'm not sure where to start with the Sabres, so I'm going to start with this one. What do you do about Carter Hutton?
I don't know what you do because, you know, it's not a question of if he works at his craft and works hard. I mean, you know, when he's not playing, he and Mike Bales are working hard in practice. He's working hard, trying to get better, trying to get it all back. And the thing is, the game the other night, I don't think he played all that poorly. I mean, I was kind of almost going save for save with him because he was who I was writing about that day. And, you know, he had three or four saves, like, right off the bat. The game wasn't even 3 minutes old, and the shots, I believe, were 4-0. And he looked confident. He looked out on top of his crease and looked good. And, you know, everything seemed to be going all right. And then, you know, he had the rebound goal. It was the third goal that I would say, all right, that would be one that you could pin on him. He let out a really big rebound. Now, also his defense didn't pick up the man who shot the puck and picked up the rebound and scored. That might have helped, you know, and then there wouldn't even have been a rebound. But it was a big rebound. But other than that, the rest of the goals, it was just like, where is your defense? You know, what kind of plays are being made here? You know, we're talking about tap-ins and outnumbereds and just – so I almost felt bad for the guy, to be quite honest with you, because here we are up at 5 goals against again. And it just – the play in front of him was just horrendous.
And Ullmark's the number one guy. They're going to ride him. I mean, Hutton hadn't played in a long time, and they probably wouldn't have to play him that much. But it just feels like, you know, when he plays, you're expecting five goals to be scored by the opposition. And I feel like they're at a point where they've got to be afraid to put Carter Hutton in net at this point.
Yeah, and that's
so
the
what are their
line.
Options, I guess? What could they do here?
Yeah, whether it's his fault or not, that's the bottom line, that five goals are going in when he's in net. And, they have lost confidence in him. I mean, they wouldn't put him in the net for a long period of time. And it wasn't like Omark was fantastic. He was okay.
No, Paul, that's what I was going to follow up with, is that Omark is looking like a guy who could use a break from time to time.
Yeah. And it's, now against Detroit, Omark did make some big saves in the second period. The Sabres played with fire against the Red Wings. They had a horrible second period. They had one scoring chance by Oposo. They were almost never in the Detroit zone, and they basically, I don't know if they got cocky because the first period came pretty easy and they got a three-goal lead, and I think they were pretty darn lucky they left the second period still up 3-1. A second goal got waved off, and, and Allmark made some really good saves in the second period, but I mean, I've seen games, too, where Allmark doesn't necessarily make a big save for you either, and his numbers are not all that good. But he's been better than Hutton has been, so he's gotten the starts.
The power play been a little bit better the last few games. Reinhardt's got a couple one-timer goals on the power play, on the outside, not in the slot, not with net front presence. What do you think? Reasoning with the improvement, or what are you seeing that they've been doing better in the last few games?
They're moving around. Noticed Eichel's never in the same spot. He's all over the place. It's almost like he's a rover to try to get loose. And, you hear Kruger talk about getting different looks, and that's a different look for the Sabres.
Yeah.
So teams have to find him now. Where is he? And another thing that's happening is Rasmus Dahlin is shooting more. What that does is now teams have to account for him shooting. That's going to give him more options if he does want to pull the puck back and try a pass or do something like that, because they have to respect the fact that he was going to shoot. Before that, I don't think they had any – he's not shooting, so we don't really have to worry about it.
Well, because he was always feeding Eichel or Olofsson for their shots.
Exactly. Yeah, so that also is giving it a different look, too, that, he's putting shots to the net. And you got Rasmus Ristolainen in there that really, as far as I can see, Chara is the only guy that can move him. And it was interesting. I asked Rob Ray this. He had a, against Vancouver, he had a battle in front of the net, Edler. And it was cross-check after cross-check, and these were vicious cross-checks. These weren't little love taps. And it just went on and on and on. And then Ristolainen got mad, and he started putting vicious cross checks back. So you got both players battling in front. And I told Rob, I said, "How do you view that? There should have been at least 9 cross checking penalties called there." But I said it's a really good battle. I'm here, are two players that are battling hard in front of the net. Would you rather the referee let it go and just let them battle? Or do you want those cross checks called? I mean, I could see the referee really looking at it too. And I think the referee thought, this is just a tough battle in front. Both players are dishing it out, and we're just going to let it go. We're not going to call it either way, and just let the two of them go in there and battle. But Edler could hardly move Ristolainen. That was the only choice he had if he was going to do anything with him, is try to cross-check him out of the way. And when he gets there and gets himself planted, he's so strong. Char is the only one that I've seen that's been able to move him at all.
Dahlin was going through some issues before the concussion in the Tampa game. How would you characterize his game since then? Not just the power play, his overall game.
No, I think it's been better. I think he's a little more calmer with the puck. He doesn't have the yips, which I think has cut down on his turnovers. I'm not saying he doesn't turn it over at all anymore, but I think that he has cut down on them considerably. So I've liked his play better as he's moved along. There's still, I think, a ways to go 5-on-5 for him. But I think everything has gone better for him. I don't think he's turning the puck over as much. And it seems to have given him more confidence, you know, to make the right play, make the right pass, and out they come on the breakout.
The last thing for you, Paul, who's next? Open auditions for the left wing spot on the Eichel line. Who gets the next shot at it? You?
I know people are flipping out because there was Gergensen's, but if people would actually remember, and I don't know if it was 2 years ago or 3 years ago, Gergensen's got a chance, and it actually went well. And I don't remember the type of production it went on, but they seem to have a pretty good chemistry. The other night, I didn't really see too much of it where I thought, boy, they really worked well together. But that's why I thought this isn't as far-fetched as a lot of people are thinking, because it has worked in the past. And I don't remember if it was 2 years ago or 3 years ago that they tried it. And at least for a little while, it worked for them. And then they, of course, switched out of it, and you didn't see it again. But Kruger's thought is, you know how he likes to have a defensive, hardworking person with each line.
Right.
And he felt Gergensen's had been playing well. Now, Gergensen's has goals in two straight games. Now, they weren't with the Eichel line. The goal the other night was because one of the Red Wings fell down, and Gergensen's had a wide-open breakaway on a shorthanded goal. And, again, people aren't thinking he can put a nice move on. And I remember him on a shootout winning a game on a really nice move going in. And I thought, whoa, where'd that come from? And I kind of thought that the other night, too. That was a pretty nice move he put on Jimmy Howard.
And, Paul, Evan Rodriguez, does he – with a couple of goals, he's got to stay in the lineup for a little while at least, right? Because, I mean, you've got other players that will have droughts longer than him, and not to say that's the only reason or the only necessary criteria, but, you know, get a couple of goals that might get him in for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, and people are saying, well, it was against the Red Wings. True.
True.
But he still did it.
Yep.
I mean, you know, he still scored, so, you know, he had played both games the weekend, and, you know, he comes through and gets a couple of goals for you. The thing I liked about the second goal on the power play, and I wish I'd see more of that, is that lane, as you're behind the net, right next to the net, they'll usually give you that lane. They don't want you to pass the puck to the circle to come across. They'll let you come out like that.
And he did, yeah, right.
And he did and took the puck strong to Jimmy Howard. Howard made the first save, and he stuck with it and scored. I really wish that some of the Sabres would do more of that. Just take the puck right to the net and see what happens. Reinhardt reminded me Reinhardt's had that play a couple times, and he'll always try to pass it across to Olofsson when he was in the lineup. And, you know, Reinhardt's a very gifted passer and would sometimes get it through, but I like the fact that Rodriguez just kind of took the puck right to Jimmy Howard.
Paul will be at the game tonight. We'll have it for you here on WGR. Mr. Hamilton, thank you as always for your time, sir, and have a wonderful Tuesday.
Have a good one.
Thanks, Paul.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.